A couple of months ago, we covered Amazon not wanting to bring its employees back to an office that's very close to what's known as the Blade in downtown Seattle due to safety concerns. Now we've got Amazon Go. Amazon Go store in downtown Seattle to close due to safety concerns. And when I say safety concerns in this section of downtown Seattle, get this. This is a story that happened like over this past weekend. Man charged with attempted murder after hitting 66-year-old in the head three times, and that individual is no longer with us. Gone. Dead. So by safety concerns, you mean getting hit in the head with a metal pole to the point where you are taken out. Gone, no longer with us. You hear what I'm saying? That's a safety concern. That is a safety concern. You know, when you hear a big corporation saying things like, well, we've got some current concerns over this and this, and you're like, oh, you guys just need to toughen up and rub some dirt on it and get out there and, you know, do your thing. No, this is some seriously messed up stuff. I mean, this is a safety concern, not only for the Amazon employees, but their customers, their vendors, everybody else in the food chain. Let me just take a quick peek. So for those of you on the YouTube, and I'll describe it for those of you on the audio section. Okay, so I've got a Google map up, as you do. Pine and Third is where this guy got whacked in the head three times. No longer, he got killed. He got murdered, right? All right. And just about on that intersection is where we have the police posted up, Seattle police posted up with their emphasis point, right? Around, so you go down the block and up. So you're literally like a block and a half, and this is where the Amazon Go is. You're a block and a half from where this incident took place, and the entire block between Pike and Pine on Third is the Blade. And it's just, over the years, it's just been horrific. So yet another murder takes place in this tiny little section, and we can't seem to get a handle on it. It's just absolutely wild that this is going on in a major North American city in 2022, in these tiny little sections. We don't really know what to do here. Can't really figure it out. You're going to have to drop the hammer on some folks. We talk about this continuously here. You're going to have to throw some people in jail. You're going to have to get them off the streets. You're going to have to do something, because this is just unacceptable. Let's check this out. Amazon Go store in downtown Seattle closed due to, I love it when they say safety concern. I have some concerns about my safety. I would not like to die today going to my Amazon Go job. That is very much a concern. Amazon is temporarily closing its Amazon Go store due to the safety of our store employees, customers, and third-party vendors. Well, that's reasonable. Six other Amazon Go stores throughout Seattle have not been slated to close and will remain open. Employees from the 4th Avenue and Pike Street location have been offered opportunities at other nearby Here's an opportunity that we'd like for you to have with us. We're going to release you to a better opportunity where you will no longer possibly be whacked in the head until you are no longer living. How about that? And we're concerned about your safety. Yeah, this is a corporate nightmare. Corporate nightmare. Can you imagine being at this store going, I don't really know if I want to come in tomorrow. How come? Well, I like the whole living thing. I like living. I want to be here for the grandkids, want to be here for the kids. I kind of just want to be here, period. And if you're working in this section of Seattle, where clearly safety is not a priority, you know, anything could happen. I mean, getting whacked in the head with a metal pole. Where are you getting a metal pole from? What is this metal pole? An Amazon spokesperson said the company hopes conditions improve in the area to reopen. Okay, but Amazon has specifically said, we are not bringing our employees back, and we are closing down this store. And what's interesting is when you start to look at the actual Google map, you see how many stores in this area have been, quote unquote, temporarily closed. It's a bloodbath in this area, downtown Seattle. It's a bloodbath. One of my guys was up in Vancouver this past weekend visiting with friends and family. And I had said, yeah, downtown Vancouver is pretty cool. Last time I visited there was for a Rush concert, I think in 2015. It was part of my Shaunapalooza tour where I did 22 shows in, I think, about 6 weeks. It was an international tour because I went to Canada and I saw Rush there. But downtown, you know, Vancouver was cool. Now there are some areas, East Hastings Street, that I've been made aware of due to my guy being up there. And so, of course, he drove around and took lots of good footage. And I'm like, good Lord, that competes with Kensington Avenue in Philadelphia. And that competes with Skid Row. I mean, Vancouver, you know, another West Coast city. It's got its huge fentanyl issue. It's happening, right? So multiple other stores in downtown Seattle have closed their locations due to the safety concerns. Starbucks closed two high incident locations. This is a high incident location. You might not make it out of here. Therefore, we're going to offer you a job anywhere else but this store. I mean, this isn't downtown Seattle. Portland's got the same deal. LA, San Francisco, you got some of the same stuff going on. You just got a bunch of crazy people running around. Because it takes a crazy person to whack another human being in the head with a metal pole until they're gone. And yeah. Seattle's popular Piroshki Bakery closed its 3rd Avenue location. We talked about that. That was a while ago. In March, King County Metro temporarily moved its bus stop at 3rd Avenue and Pine Street, where this incident occurred, to another stop in partnering with the city's public safety efforts. You're moving bus stops. That's how bad it's gotten. My same videographer that was up in Vancouver, BC, mistakenly took somebody to the 3rd Avenue and Pine Street bus stop. I'm guessing it was probably a month ago. They had somebody in from out of town, and they literally dropped somebody off at 3rd Avenue and Pine Street. And he goes, yeah, we'll never do that again. I'm like, was it bad? And he's like, yeah, it was horrible. And this is after Seattle police has been posted up there for a couple of months at a emphasis. You know, they got one of those mobile units there. Well, bad guys are back, right? And bad guys are whacking others with their metal poles. Mayor Bruce Harrell called the situation along 3rd Avenue completely unacceptable in March. And that's when he dropped kind of the hammer on, all right, here's what we're going to do. Well, it's back. So all the criminals that are there, what are you going to do to address them? Because you need to get them off the streets. How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? I think you need to do some massive sweeps. Get these folks off the street. Get them into jail. Get them into rehab. Get them wherever they need to go. And I think a lot of these are just seasoned criminals, convicted felons. And, you know, you've got the ability to put them in jail. We just don't. Seattle Police Department has increased the number of officers in the area with 6 officers dedicated to 3rd Avenue alone, as well as launching a mobile police precinct. This is happening in spite of that. So you've got an open-air drug market going on. You've got dealings going on all over this section of town. It's always been that section of town. And we're seeing just store after store after store closed down because of craziness like this. I mean, this person, probably on drugs, that whacked the other with the metal pole, right? Probably on drugs. Probably half crazy. Who knows? Probably a convicted felon. Let's take a look at that story and just see what we've got going on, because that about does it for our main headline story there. So let's see. King County Prosecuting Attorney's Office has charged a man with attempted murder in the first degree after he hit a man in the head with a metal rod several times. A spokesperson says Aaron Justin Falk could face even more charges within the coming days. I would hope so. You take another human being's life, Yeah, you have the book thrown at you. And it's very disturbing, the details that we saw here. And with that, we asked for a deadly weapon enhancement, which means longer prison time with conviction. And we're confident we can get that conviction. And we think this is a case that's appropriate. I would agree 100%. Get this bad guy off the streets ASAP. Just after 3 p.m. Tuesday, an officer was working in an emphasis patrol near the intersection of 3rd and Pike Street when he saw Folk deliver several strikes to the 66-year-old victim's head with a large metal pole. I read elsewhere it was 3rd Avenue and Pine, so I might be off there. We're within a half a block, within a block, block and a half, any which way you look at it. It's not a safe area is the bottom line. The victim reportedly then fell to the ground where he laid unresponsive, as sometimes happens when you are bludgeoned with a metal pole. Several additional police units responded to the scene and took Folk into custody without incident. Police rendered aid to the victim before transferring care to Seattle Fire Department. The 66-year-old who was hit by the metal pole rod three times died from their injuries on Saturday, according to prosecuting attorney's office. Absolutely horrible and could have been avoided, is my guess. They also say Folk does have an extensive criminal history that goes beyond the state of Washington. Folk was charged in Pierce County with felony harassment after he threatened to kill a Pierce Transit public safety officer in July of 2022. We want the public to be reassured that when they go downtown, that cases like this are being charged and we are working to keep people safe. Okay, we don't want these cases to happen. We want to know people are being charged, but we don't want that to happen. And this is nuts. This is totally, I mean, I agree with Mayor Bruce Harrell in that this is unacceptable. And it is. It's unacceptable. So meanwhile, you got this stuff going on. I look super tan. I get that. I know. I was at Seafair all weekend. I ran my boat 3 out of 4 days. The fourth day, I prepped it from one of my guys to take it out. And it was, so you've got this crazy stuff going on in downtown Seattle. And then you've got out on Lake Washington, which is literally just a few miles away from where these incidents happened. It's just this epic water scene with the Blue Angels going overhead, unlimited hydroplanes, a log boom with just a bunch of big boats and people having the best time of their lives. I took out my kids and a crew of, I don't know, I think was it 26, 27, maybe more than that on Thursday was, or no, it was Saturday. Just an epic time in Seattle because we, you know, those 2 days of the year where it's warm and sunny and water's warm, it was one of those days. So you've literally got this craziness going on in downtown. And then you got other parts of Seattle where you're like, this is like Narnia. This is really fun and just this amazing scene. And that's the part that people don't understand. And because I don't really focus on that. I focus on, all right, what are the issues going on? And people having a great time on big party boats and yachts. You know, it seems it's really contrasting with Seattle in general, but there's a whole other side of Seattle in these areas where this kind of stuff is not going on. I have video. I took tons of video of a police boat being just across the log boom from where I am. Seafair is literally a hydroplane stop. You got unlimited hydros. And so you've got this log boom that is logs. It's literally logs, huge cut down trees, logs that we stern tie up our boats to. And then we sit there and we watch the hydroplanes and Blue Angels fly overhead and you got skydivers and you got all kinds. I mean, it's just this crazy show that goes on every year in Seattle. And so you've got this, you know, stuff going on. And in an event like that, it's really interesting. Lots of video of police boats and security. Nobody said a thing. Everybody's like, yeah, this is pretty cool. Pretty cool. Unlike CHOP, where if a cop showed up, oh, it was bad news. Bad news. So there are events in Seattle and there are events in Portland where people are respectful. People back the blue, but it's just a different scene. It's a wildly different scene than what's going on in 3rd and Pike and 3rd and Pine. And so you've got these enormous contrasts of just behavior and expectations and what the F is going on? So, you know, I can't stop reading the news. So I'm out of my boat and I'm reading this story and I'm going, holy cow, that is not good. And, you know, the hydroplanes go by and you see a big rooster tail and you're like, oh, yeah. And then you read this news story. Ah, a 66-year-old got whacked in the head 3 times and he is no longer with us. And you're like, good Lord, what are we even doing here? Yeah. So you've got these sections of Seattle that are just wildly out of control. And then you've got other sections that are, you know, pound for pound this time of year in August. We've got probably 2 weeks left on our summer before the air here in Seattle will start to turn just a little bit. You'll feel it at night. You'll feel it in the morning. It'll just start to get a little bit cooler, a little bit crisper. And then as we move into September, it just gets colder. It's, you know, We're kind of north. Seattle's north in the United States. And so our summer boating season is minimal. But when you've got stuff like this going on, everybody just kind of assumes all of Seattle is that way. And it's not. But like most West Coast cities, we've got our big share of issues right now. And so it's this real balance thing of, you know, how do you keep a city safe? When you've got a police, basically a mobile police unit on the premises and you've got this stuff going on. Yeah, you got to throw some people in jail. You got to get people some help. You got to do something because this isn't working out. And Amazon Go is saying, we're questioning the safety of this location to the point. Shut her down, boys. Shut her down. And so you're seeing these stores around this area, all of them just basically, that's not a good storyline there either. Whacked in the head 3 times. No go. Hard no go. And so businesses will close down. How many podcasts have we done about downtown Portland suffering in the same way? Same exact thing. You got a bunch of nut jobs running around shooting each other and dealing drugs and selling stolen goods and destroying stuff. Yeah, that's not going to be a big selling point to corporate America. Amazon, you know, Amazon Go being a big portion of that. They're going to say, I don't think so. Due to safety concerns? Yeah, we're out of here. So am I on this one, because this is pretty self-explanatory. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what you got going on here. And you've got some unprecedented violence going on. It's what you got. Need to figure something out. It's not getting better. All right. Seafair at Seattle. It was pretty epic. Okay. Thanks again for being here. We'll catch up soon. Talk then. Bye for now.